Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
703 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike. She's Allie. That's Dylan. We're hanging out here on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Hopefully, if you're up right now, well, I don't know if you're up right now, if you enjoyed Metallica last night, but nonetheless, Squidbilly had himself a time last night. And so it is that time of year. Look, man, take you a day off. You know what? He took the wife out last night for the first time. I had a couple of funny questions coming up in the Which One Wednesday for Dylan versus Allie about Bo and what you think happened last night. So that'll be fun. We'll also allow the callers and wake-up call to be the judges of who won the Which One Wednesday. We're going to talk about the Braves coming up at 7:20. It's not even fun to talk about them anymore. It's not even fun. It's like, yeah, pitching was subpar. Spencer Strider still needs time to get back, and we can't hit pitches over the middle of the plate.
It's Groundhog's Day.
It's Groundhog's
right now.
Frustrating to say the least. We are going to get to some conversations surrounding AJ Terrell and his relationship with the young guys, the rookies. Obviously, he's entering what you hope is the prime of his career, and that's another level to what he's doing. But you brought up a youth word on the way into the break. Now, I have tried to say it 10 times to remind myself what it is before we got back. I can't remember what it was. It was
sussy.
Sussy.
Baca.
Baca.
This is slang that's so new that Dylan doesn't even know it. Or is Dylan aging out of slang?
I might be aging out of slang, or at least certain slang.
It's a slippery slope.
It's happening.
It happens fast.
It's happening for me right now.
It's like, you know, when you turn 30, everybody will just say, all of a sudden, you're just more tired. Like, it's just like the day you turn 30, you're like, nah, I'm sleepy. This is exactly what happens with slang. So, sussy's got to be something that's suspect.
Okay, got that.
Okay. And then baca, is that a C or a K?
It's a K.
Okay.
It's a Japanese word.
Sussy baka. Wait a minute. No. I was going to say, what was the one you said that is the name of things where people are staring at the camera eating?
That's mukbang.
Mukbang. Okay.
I was like, what are you even talking about?
Sorry about that. So, yeah. So now I'm like, it's all starting to blend together. All right. So, Dylan, you didn't know this one.
Nope.
Do you want to use it in a sentence?
I can.
Okay. If you don't have one ready, it's all right. If you don't have one ready, it's all right. I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm looking for anything I can to actually let this ring a bell. I don't think it's going to, but you know, you guys can enlighten me. Sussy baka.
First, I love that Dylan never says no. He's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, he's like, let me get the fingers working.
I actually can figure one out. Basically, I can do it like this. Mike, you are a sussy baka. I don't actually believe
I don't know what that means, but that sounds derogatory. You better watch your mouth when you talk to me. I think you should watch your mouth. I'm not sure.
A sussy baka is the Japanese word for fool. So it's kind of like a sus fool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Dylan.
It was just for the sentence, bro. It was just for the sentence. It was just for the sentence.
Could have used anybody else's name.
You were right.
Literally used anybody else.
I was looking at you.
Yeah. A suspect fool.
I do have a question about this,
though. That sounds strange, though.
Did our slang, like saying cool and awesome and all this stuff, did that sound as crazy to our parents as, like, this slang sounds to me right now?
No, that's got to be on another
level. No, it does. And you know why? Because it's everything shorthand online. I think that's what it is. Like, this stupid stuff like Riz. You know what I mean? They're like, I'm not typing out charismatic.
Right.
I'm just going to say Riz.
Yeah, I feel like today's slang, I think you're spot on. Today's slang is just all about shortening words so you don't have to say the full word because the kids have gotten a lot more lazy when it comes to typing online or, you know, just speaking in general. So,
yeah. Well, speaking of speaking in general, AJ Terrell visited with the media a couple of days ago, and the topic of conversation was interesting to me, Allie, because it wasn't so much about AJ Terrell's play on the field. It was about his role on the team.
Yeah, he is expected to take on more of a leadership role, and here he is talking about that conversation with Jeff Ulbrich.
Hold, please. We will get that Jeff Ulbrich sound in just a minute. All right, play that thing.
He didn't have to verbalize it. You know, I came in with Britt. When I was a rookie, so he already know, you know, how I am. Him and Rob, you know, Rock came in last year too, so it's within the building, my teammates, the players, and they all know what I bring to the table. But for myself, I'm competing with myself as far as what I want to do. I'm not getting complacent, but knowing that it's a lot left out there on tape for me to improve on and make plays, like, you know, that's the main thing.
The main thing for AJ Terrell. And again, you know, the conversation and the question there is whether or not Jeff Ulbrich has told him he needs to be more of a leader. He's like, don't need to be told. You know what I mean? I came in with that. It is interesting because, like I pointed out a minute ago, he got the contract extension last year. He is one of those guys that is now suddenly, it feels like suddenly, Dylan, that he's an elderly statesman. Like you were like, oh, young guy, rookie contract. Now it's like, oh, he's that guy. Like, he's got to be that guy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you is, why is now the time to push him into this leadership role?
Because I think when you look at, first of all, what this team lacks, right? You've haven't had the depth in the secondary and the coverage ability that you've wanted to have. And I think that when you brought Raheem Morris in, that was one of the conversations. Like, hey, he can help, you know, coverage-wise. Jimmy Lake was the same way. A.J. Terrell is somebody that doesn't always get the interception stats. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, he didn't have one at all. But then he's paid like an all-pro. And so it's like, dude, and he stepped up the plate numerous times last year, but he's kind of that guy that where you look at this defense, Dylan, and it's like they're not going to throw his way because usually they're picking on whoever's across from him and, you know, Mike Hughes or whatever else they can do back in the secondaries. AJ Terrell doesn't usually get the burn.
Yeah, and when it comes to him being a leader too, when you ask why now, I think it's because this is a very young defense, and we shifted into this becoming a very young defense. I mean, we do have a few veterans on there when you talk about AJ, when you talk about Jesse, when you talk about David Onyemata. I mean, if you want to throw Morgan Fox in there, I guess you can, even though he's necessarily new to this team, but he's still a fairly older, well, not older, but he's still a veteran guy when you look at it that way. So when it comes to leadership, this is a guy who has been here. He hasn't been anywhere else throughout his entire career. He's been a Falcon. He knows Jeff Ulbrich as far as, you know, kind of understanding his system and having worked with Jeff Ulbrich before. So it's like, okay, this is your time to step up. Guys are going to look to you because of how we know how you've played. You just got that big contract, so guys know you can play. We know how you are consistent as far as guys aren't throwing your way.
Yeah,
so
good point.
You've stepped up as far as playing, and now guys are going to want to have that same success in you, and so we're going to point them in your direction to say, hey, how are you able so successful on and off the field? So I think that's why.
Well, and it sounds like this is feedback that he's getting from multiple places. I mean, AJ was also talking about how Raheem has also been encouraging AJ to take James Pierce Jr. under his wing as well.
Nah, he good. Like, and myself, I feel like he is two fast learners, like just coming in trying to prove ourselves. And I think the most, you know, we relate as far as like just with the head down work mentality, like just wanting to come in, like I said, and try to find a way to make an impact early. And I know that's what he want to do, you know, being drafted so high, you just feel like everybody expects you to do certain things, but also you can still be yourself. Like, it's an open locker room where you can, ain't nothing forced, just, you know, continue to be you, and you'll strive.
You know, it's interesting too, Allie, and you brought this up to me this morning. I'm like, I'm like listening to this and I'm going, why James Pierce of all things? And both you and Dylan, you know, kind of pointed out the fact that Raheem believes they have similar personalities, mm-hmm. which is interesting. You don't a lot of times hear of guys that have their hand in the dirt having the same personalities as a guy who plays corner. It's just, and I've mentioned this to you before, and I haven't quite diagnosed you yet. I used to diagnose people when I'd first meet them based on what position I thought they'd play in football. I would just straight up, and I think Bo was a strong safety. Dylan, I can't remember what, wide receiver? No, I didn't give you wide receiver. What was yours?
I don't remember what you gave me, to be honest.
I think you were an outside linebacker or something like that.
Possibly
I don't know.
So.
But it's just funny. It's funny. I met the first time I met Rob Tribble, I was like, that guy's a quarterback. Like, he just is. He's got this quarterback kind of aura about him. But it's funny because you don't usually match up the guys that have their hand in the edge rushers, the three-point stance edge rusher type, with a corner. And I think it's interesting to me that Raheem has kind of looked at it from that standpoint of being like, you know what? Spent a lot of time through the draft process with James Pierce. Terry Fontenot's talked about like taking his family out to dinner, going to see him, spending time at his home, whatever else it took to make sure they could sign off on James Pierce as a 26 overall pick. And he immediately is like, you know what? You're kind of like A.J. Terrell. Interesting pairing, but I'm glad that A.J. has kind of taken on that role. And he's also seemingly identified it as saying, yeah, like I can see it. Like we just like to keep our head down and get that work in, and I think that he's going to have some success.
Well, and there was another observation that AJ made about the rookies that are coming in this season. He said, I think I read this on AJC, he said that they're all business. Nobody is joking around. They're not clowning around. You're a vet. I mean, seeing a rookie class come in, is this the kind of attitude you want?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think it is, and I think it's something that, as a rookie, you have no idea about. You know what I mean? Like, you are probably had the best offseason of your life. You're coming off your senior year of college. You don't have to go to class anymore. You have a little jingle in your pocket from your signing bonus. All of a sudden, you're in the NFL. Your dreams have come true. And you're just, hey, this is a guy. I'm living a good life. You know what I mean? But you also have veterans there that are very aware of the fact that you are probably going to take their job or one of their friends' jobs. Mm-hmm. And you don't honestly understand that straight out the gate when you become a rookie. You're like, oh, dude, I'm here to help the team. Everybody's going to, you know, look, let's all get better together and let's just do this. You know, let's have good vibes. And there's people looking at you going, dude, my friend is going to have to find another job in a couple of weeks because they have drafted you to replace him or whatever else it may be. So the head down mentality and the all business. And this has come out a lot recently. I don't know if you've seen the videos of Travis Hunter. He's kind of dancing at practice.
Yeah.
It's so split. Some people are like, man, love the vibes. I think Liam Cohen, the head coach of Jacksonville Jaguars, has said a number of times, love the vibes, love the energy. But then there's also people that are like, I just want you to do your freaking job, man. I don't need to know what the latest TikTok trend is. Just go out there and cover somebody or catch touchdown passes. I think that's what A.J. Terrell is kind of trying to say about this rookie class. Look, man, they're all about their business. And I think that's what Falcons fans, honestly, at this point, that's what Falcons fans probably want to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't need it to be some kind of crazy TikTok thing. You know what I mean? It's like, and I keep saying TikTok. I know that sounds like I'm picking on TikTok. You guys are probably both on TikTok.
But your point is valid. No cap. It all depends on your perspective and where you are in the system.
Yeah.
How you're going to take
it. Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, as a rookie, you don't know what you don't know. Like, you're just like I said, you're like, this is the prime of your life. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, hey, I'm living the freaking dream. And you're going out there, and these vets are like, dude, this is another offseason. It's another day. We're just trying to, you know, get a little bit better today and make it through these OTAs and make it through healthy. And the rookies were like, yeah, baby, let's go.
I made it.
Well, hey, but hey, get through this mini camp, have a few weeks off. Boy, we're going to training camp. It's going to be a good time. And then you're like, dude, no, just calm down. Anyways.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.